the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they'd done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you'll fish for people." So they pulled their boats upon shore, left everything, and followed him.
Hello. Hello. Welcome. It's great to see you. Welcome to my house. My kitchen's behind me and my front garden's just over there, and you are really welcome. We have been worshipping and learning together online, haven't we, for a few months now in our own home. So I thought I'd show you a little bit more of my home today. And you are really welcome. It's great that we can still learn together and worship together. And if you've learned anything new today about Jesus, then please put it in the comment box. We would love to hear from you. Welcoming Jesus into our everyday life is a little bit like me opening our front door. And over the next 8 weeks of the summer, we are going to be learning about life with Jesus. Life with Jesus doing ordinary things like eating and fishing and praying and growing and walking. Life with Jesus anywhere. We're going to learn how life with Jesus is simple. It's not always easy, but it is simple. And we are going to learn that it lasts forever, which is really great news because Jesus is very, very special. Thank you, Hannah, for reading our story for us today. And in our story, the people were gathering around Jesus. They wanted to hear him because they realized that he was someone special. And Jesus is standing near a lake. It's called Lake Gennesaret, or sometimes we know it as the Sea of Galilee, which is a little bit silly because it's not a sea. It is definitely a lake. And in this story, the people were crowding around listening to the word of God because Jesus had new and exciting things to say about God, about who he is, about what he's doing, about what they needed to do to please him. And the people were really interested in that. And it's a great thing to be interested about because this world is not just what we can see. But Jesus is beginning to get a little bit squashed. The crowds are coming towards him. The lake's behind him. What is he going to do? He needs to do something if he's going to carry on speaking without going for a swim. Now, Jesus could have done many things at this point. He could have sent the crowd away. He could have stopped talking. He could have moved to a different location. But what he chooses to do is to get someone involved. Jesus loves to get us involved in what he's doing. And he saw a couple of fishing boats just over along the way on the shoreline. And one of those boats belonged to Peter. And Jesus and Peter would become great friends. So Jesus decides to go and sit in Peter's boat a little bit like this.
Jesus gets in the boat and he says to Peter, put out a little from the shore. Now, Peter is interested in what Jesus has been saying. So even though he's been up all night and not catching very many fish, he doesn't mind going a little way out into the lake to help Jesus carry on speaking to the crowds without having to go for a swim. Now, we don't know what Jesus said. We don't know what Peter was listening to at that exact moment, but we do know the types of things that Jesus was saying. Luke writes in chapter 4, verses 18 to 19, that he was anointed to proclaim good news to the poor, freedom for prisoners, sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free. This was good and exciting news for ordinary people. Are you happy to put a little out to shore with Jesus? Are you happy to use your belongings and time like Peter did? Jesus wants to get involved in your life. He likes to be in friendships. That's very clear from the stories that we have about him. Will you help the message of Jesus, a message of hope and forgiveness, by being his friend? Will you let him into your boat? Now, Peter could have waved Jesus away. Get out of my boat, he could have said. He could have said no when Jesus asked him to put out a little from the shore. But Peter said yes. It's good to say yes to the things that we sense Jesus is asking us to do. Maybe there is something you know you need to do. It's been nagging away at you. We need to let Jesus into our boats. We need to let him into our everyday lives. We need to say yes to him. So Jesus finishes speaking with the crowds and they start to go away back to their homes. And then Jesus turns to Peter and he says, put out into deep water. Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Jesus wants to spend more time with Peter. He wants to get to know him better. He wants their friendship to grow and deepen. And he wants to show Peter who he really is. Time and time again, in the stories of the Gospels, we see Jesus wanting to be with people and wanting to show them who he is. Jesus wants to be with you and he wants to show you who he is. He won't force that on you, but also he's happy to speak to you in your ordinary life, on your fishing boat, whatever that is for you, your office, your kitchen, your field, your van. First, you have to say yes to putting a little way out from the shore. And then you have to say yes to going into deep water. Now, deep water wasn't scary for Peter. He was a fisherman, after all. But I imagine that he was a little anxious and worried about letting this special person into his boat and into his ordinary workplace. I'm guessing he didn't take non-fishermen to his work very often. For us, it's easy to leave Jesus at our front door when we go to school and work. Now, many of us are not going to those places at the moment, but we can still fall into the trap of separating our ordinary lives from our church lives, our lives where we find out about Jesus. But he wants to be friends with us in all parts of our life. And when Jesus and Peter were out in the boat together in the middle of the lake and Peter had thrown down his nets, Jesus did an amazing miracle. They caught so many fish. The boat almost sank. Now, Peter knew that the fish weren't biting that day. So he knew that this was an amazing miracle. Peter got a glimpse of the power and holiness of the living Lord Jesus. So much power, so many fish. And so Peter does what I think we would all do. And he fell on his knees and acknowledged that Jesus was his Lord. He was a bit scared. But Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid," which is better translated, "Don't keep being scared." And he says that to you. He says, "I am with you. Don't keep being scared. I am with you in your fishing boat, in your home, in your workplace, in your kitchen, wherever it may be. Don't keep being scared." Now, this story is not teaching us that we will always get success if we have Jesus in our boat. This miracle was just for Peter, but we do know that our ordinary, everyday lives change when we meet the living Lord Jesus. Don't keep being scared. He has good news for you. He has good news for the people we meet in our ordinary lives. If you don't know quite how to let Jesus into your boat, into your ordinary life, can I suggest you do something a little bit silly, but I'm hoping it will be powerful. Try walking around your home, your school, your workplace, and imagine taking Jesus with you. Say the words out loud. They can be under your breath, but say things like, "Jesus, this is my desk. Jesus, this is the office where I work. This is the factory floor. This is the kitchen. This is the field. This is the van." Invite him into your life in a slightly embarrassing way. Don't keep being scared. I don't know what he will teach you or prompt you to do, but I do know that if it involves Jesus, it will be good news, especially for the poor and the oppressed. Finally, Jesus asked Peter to give up everything. He says, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled up their boats on the shore, left everything, and followed him. And if I'm honest, these verses scare the bejeebus out of me. Does Jesus really want me to give up everything? My house, my front garden, my belongings? I think perhaps that's the wrong way to look at it. A more helpful way to look at it is to do what Jesus did and fall on our knees and call him Lord every day. And then what happens is the things that we want to hold on to become less and less important compared to the friendship we have with Jesus. My car is over there. And I used to want a sports car. My head was turned by fast, expensive cars. Early on in my working career, I wanted a British Racing Green Sports MG, like one of my colleagues. If I drive that car, I thought, people would know that I am someone. I matter. And in our culture, it often seems, doesn't it, that the more expensive things you have, the more it means you must matter. But that is not the way of Jesus. Over the years, I have completely lost that desire for an expensive car. I still trip up. I still sometimes want to be seen as successful and important in other ways. But what other people may or may not think about me is nothing compared to mattering and being important to the living Lord Jesus, to having him in my boat every day, hearing him telling me, "Don't keep being scared." I wonder where you are in your story, in this story. Where would you place yourself? Do you need to let Jesus into your boat and put out a little from the shore? Do you need to put out to deep water and get to know Jesus better, to build your friendship with him and to see his power and his majesty and his holiness, to fall on your knees in front of him? Do you need to let go of something that you are only holding on to because you haven't realized how much you matter to Jesus? That your car, your house, your belongings are never going to live up to what you thought they would. especially compared to being a friend of the living Lord Jesus. I'm going to pray in a minute, but before I do, I'd just like to thank my neighbour and my friend Hugh, who set this boat up and who also mows our shared front lawn all the time so we don't have to. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to let you into our boats, our ordinary lives every day. Help us to keep building our friendship with you and seeing your power and majesty and love. Thank you that you don't want us to keep being scared. And help us to let go of the things that get in the way of our friendship with you. Amen.